If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Welcome to the Stadium Club, a WGN Radio deep dive into the homes and future homes of Chicago sports teams.
As we've long said, our vision is to create a world-class soccer club for the Chicago Fire. And a world-class soccer club needs a world-class home.
Construction is set to begin later this fall with completion of this soccer stadium for getting it ready for the 2028 season.
The development will anchor the city's newest future neighborhood, comprising a 22,000-seat open-air soccer stadium on 9 acres, with amenities like restaurants, shopping, and even affordable housing on site.
Billionaire owner Joe Mansueto says the $650 million stadium project will be privately funded.
The Chicago Fire has expressed a great deal of interest, much like the 1901 project, to make these investments because they have absolute faith and confidence in my administration to be able to move the bureaucracy out of the way.
Now, here's your host, WGN's Ryan Burrow.
Chicago's MLS team, Chicago Fire FC, made a bit of a surprise announcement Tuesday morning. Plans to build a new home for the team in the 78, a highly publicized 62-acre vacant property along the Chicago River in the South Loop. It's the same location featured in a 2024 stadium proposal by property owner Related Midwest for the Chicago White Sox. In fact, a real-life baseball diamond was created there as a proof of concept. Now, the area had previously been considered a home for an Amazon headquarters, a casino, and a Quantum campus. But all of those ventures eventually fell through. Q Chicago billionaire Joe Mansueto, who announced Tuesday morning in a letter penned on the team's website, plans to fully fund a $650 million, 22,000-seat stadium on the land, complete with renderings of what it would look like. Chicago Fire FC currently plays at Soldier Field, but the lease there is set to expire later this year. Mansueto wants matches to begin at the new location in 2028. The announcement didn't come with many details, though, including what else was going to go on the property. Immediately after the announcement, the Chicago White Sox, who had been eyeing that land, released a statement saying the team continues to see the 78 as an option, and the 62 acres could serve as a home to both teams. The 78 falls in Alderman Pat Dowell's third ward. I had a chance to chat with her about the announcement and the future of that site.
This news of a new soccer stadium at the 78, it wasn't on my radar. Maybe we've been too focused on the Bears and, of course, the White Sox proposal there. When and how did you find out about this?
You know, I met with representatives of Related Midwest and the Fire, the Chicago Fire, maybe about a month ago, where they presented plans to me about the construction of a soccer stadium. They shared the renderings. We discussed the, you know, traffic and parking, size of the stadium, cost, all of those things. I made it very clear during that meeting that I could not, while I thought it was a great opportunity for the city of Chicago in many ways, I really wanted my constituents to have a peek at this before I could even do a thumbs up or thumbs down on it. I've always been the kind of alderman to take, having my constituents top of mind. I thought walking away from that meeting and a subsequent one that I had that commitment. So I was sort of surprised to see the big presentation on, you know, all the news channels, all the print media, even a billboard. Somebody called me and told me about a billboard that was up announcing the stadium.
So you didn't know that this was going to be released yesterday when it was released. These were conversations you'd been having. You didn't know that this was going to be made public.
Right, exactly. And I had set up a community meeting, or I have set up a community meeting, which has been publicized and promoted in the community for June 7th, June 16th. It's a Zoom webinar where my intention was to have the fire and related Midwest to present the plans, to hear some of the concerns, both favorable opinions from my constituents. And now they're reading about it in the paper like it's a done deal.
Well, the properties obviously has been of great interest in recent years, with some of the discussions that had gone on. So I'm sure you mentally were prepared for one thing or another, and this may have thrown a complete wrench into at least what you were mentally preparing for that location.
No, it's a great piece of land, right by the river, close to downtown. No doubt this is a really nice piece of real estate. And it should not be laying fallow and unutilized as it has been over these many years. So I actually thought that the stadium would, might be a good idea. It might be a great opportunity to be a catalyst for some other things that could go around that stadium. And actually, what was presented to me was a combination of the stadium and other uses in the vicinity on the same piece of land, things like housing, retail, open space, commercial uses, all good things. Things that I think the South Loop community would support if certain things could be addressed.
Sure. Now, what has made this 78 so appealing? And to counter that as well, why have things fallen through on a couple of these proposals, like the White Sox, like the Quantum campus?
I can't answer that. You probably have to talk to the developer, Related Midwest. I think certainly the economy, the difficulty in getting financing for certain real estate deals in the city, at least when there was discussion around White Sox Stadium, obviously there was a significant requests for government support, public subsidy. Those things make it difficult to do development in a place like that, which is sort of isolated. It's an isolated piece of land. Great piece of land because it's by the river. You can activate the river walk. It's close to, as I said, close to downtown, Lakeshore Drive, the lakefront. It's a nice property.
In February of 2024, we had been given the renderings of a potential White Sox stadium there. Are the White Sox plans, because of this announcement, essentially paused, done, or is there still a possibility to maybe cram something else onto that land
You
related
use
to,
the right word, cram.
right? It's 62 acres is what I've got. Yeah.
Yeah, 62 acres. Some people say that it's large enough to support two stadiums, but it's not just about the physical placement of two stadiums. You also have to think about the impact that it's going to have on the community that has to deal with that. Just the increase events. We already have different venues, Soldier Field, the fire, if it comes in, you've got Wintrust Arena, the Convention Center, Motor Row, Grant Park, Northerly Island, all within really close proximity to each other. And there is a community that resides there. And so I think you have to think about the impact that an additional stadium or additional two stadiums have on the local community there. The traffic congestion, pedestrian movement. I already get complaints from constituents regarding the noise when Soldier Field is used for concerts. Last week they had fireworks. So those are the kinds of concerns that I think people in the community are going to have, and why a two stadium option to me is more difficult.
Do you envision the space that's been proposed for Chicago Fire Stadium? When these, half billion dollar stadiums are built, they're not going to be just for one team. They're not just going to be for one event. The thoughts are maybe they can bring in the Chicago Stars FC, a team that's looking for maybe a new home as well. Maybe concerts are going to be available. I mean, is that something that's come up in your discussions for this location? Maybe it's not just soccer matches there.
Yeah, I mean, they're anticipating using the stadium for the soccer stadium for other events. How many and of what type, I can't say at the moment. We haven't gotten that deep into the discussions of this, but those are certainly questions that I have.
What does this mean for Soldier Field? This is another tenant that is leaving that location.
Look, Soldier Field gets utilized. I mean, in the last month, I've had Beyonce, another AC/DC or whatever that band is. I don't see this as a problem for Soldier Field. It can be utilized. It gets utilized for different community events, the Chicago Football Classic and other events. So, I think that Soldier Field will continue to be play a major part in this part of the city.
Have you ever worked with Joe Mansueto before?
Never met him.
You
Don't
still
know.
haven't met him,
Don't know
okay.
the man. I haven't met him. I've met members of his team. Very capable men. Very passionate, I should say, about soccer. And have given me a lesson about how important soccer is to the city of Chicago, the diversity of its patrons. I'm excited about the possibility of them locating on the 78.
The Ricketts family and the Cubs bought up and kind of redeveloped the Wrigleyville area. The Bulls and Blackhawks are now beginning just a massive redevelopment around the United Center. And now this. So if a wealthy businessman or a family or a corporation comes and says, "Hey, look, we want to take up this space, this underdeveloped space, and we'll foot the bill ourselves." I mean, that's got to be music to the city council's ears, right? But at some point too, you've got to rein in things and not let these people just kind of do whatever they want.
Right, but you also have to look at the fact that the stadium, even though it's privately financed, could be a catalyst for other kinds of uses around it, like housing. And in the case of the 78, there is a affordable housing requirement that was part of the plan development that's baked in place. So, I mean, that's a positive for the city. Anytime we can bring in other commercial uses, restaurants, or I read somewhere someone wanted an ice cream parlor, all good things. Those are things that generate vitality within the South Loop community, one, but also significant revenue for the city of Chicago through sales taxes, property taxes, parking taxes, all good for the city.
So you got to start up this relationship now with Joe Mansueto, right? This is the beginning of, okay, now we've got to work together because there are a lot of things that we need to see on our end. We can't just rubber stamp this thing and let it happen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the type of alderman you're going to just walk over. So we're going to have to play nice in the sandbox. And most definitely, they're going to have to listen to the concerns of my constituents and address them seriously for me to move forward.
Let's talk. You've alluded to it already. I'd like to dig maybe a little bit deeper into parking, the community improvements in that area. That's all stuff you're going to be looking for, right?
Right. Community improvements, parking, how Roosevelt Road gets utilized, where their traffic, where the ingress and egress will be for the stadium. I like to see the extent to which they get involved in supporting the community through the schools or helping to improve some of the adjacent areas in Dearborn Park too. For example, we have a significant park district park there. I want them to look beyond the walls of the stadium to be a part of the community. And so those are the kind of things that I'll be looking for. I'll be looking for the extent, the number of events that they're going to have, the noise that people in Dearborn Park 2 or even Roosevelt Collection might encounter, the use of fireworks. All those things are on the table for me.
I know in Arlington Heights, as they kind of, tried to woo the Bears and are still in that process, they hired consultants to look at the financials, what impact that would have on their economy. They looked at traffic studies. I mean, is that stuff that you would need to initiate to try to get those answers?
Well, I'm not going to be the one that will evaluate totally the extent to which they address those concerns. You know, they're going to have to work closely with the Department of Transportation, with the Department of Planning and Development, with the Department of Housing, Buildings. So big projects like this have a number of eyes on them, including mine.
You have no idea when shovels will be on the ground then?
No.
Not at all.
The sooner the better. I'm sure they're on a quick time schedule. And I know that the mayor's administration has looked at ways to quote unquote cut the tape to shorten the amount of time it takes to get shovels in the ground. So this project would probably move quickly pending an outcome, successful discussions with the community.
Is that land safe? Has the EPA come in and deemed that land all fine? There's no issues with the property itself?
I don't know the answer to that. That would be a question for Related Midwest.
What are the next steps then? You kind of had some meetings in mind. Are you going to move forward with those, or does that
yes,
kind of change your plans?
We have a webinar scheduled for June 16th at 6 p.m. People can go to my website and find the link there to register. That's how the process starts in my mind. It was announced early, prematurely, but the process doesn't begin until the community weighs in from my perspective.
Follow WGN's Stadium Club at WGNRadio.com, Spotify, Apple, and any place you find podcasts.